Wouldn't it be great to have your own small business, right? And when you have that small business, don't you need that support of a big business? Well, let Verizon help champion your small business dream, whether you own a small business or you're scaling one, or maybe even just starting one from scratch. You need Verizon Small Business Days. That's right. From April 22nd through April 28th, you can partner with Verizon business experts for small business support. Paul, what does that mean? It means you can receive a free tech check with one-on-one meetings with a Verizon business expert. Plus, they'll give you personalized advice, solutions that are specific to your small business needs. And you know why? Because Verizon has your back. So don't miss out. Book an appointment today. Just call 1-800-483-4428 or go to verizon.com/small business.
When was the last time I took a road trip? How many national parks could I hit in 2 weeks? What about hotels? Wait, hey, Erica, how much am I spending on travel?
When your questions about life turn into questions about money, there's Erica, the virtual financial assistant to help you spend, save, and plan smarter. Only from Bank of America. What would you like the power to do? Erica is only available in the English language. You must download the latest version of the mobile banking app, only available on select mobile devices. Your chat may be recorded and monitored for quality assurance. Message and data rates and additional terms may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Here's something that we've known since the dawn of bread. Everything is better sliced. Let me explain. Slice a pineapple, you get a blast of fresh fruit. Slice some jeans, get some jorts. That's why the new Captain Morgan Sliced went all in on 4 bold, deliciously sliced cocktail-style flavors, including pineapple daiquiri, strawberry margarita, mango Mai Tai, and passion fruit hurricane. Try the new Captain Morgan Sliced because sliced is better. Visit CaptainMorgan.com to find sliced near you. Does not contain real fruit or juice. Captain Morgan Sliced, premium-flavored malt beverage with natural flavor and certified color. Captain Morgan & Co., Plainfield, Illinois. Please drink responsibly. 21 plus.
It's How to Train Your Dragon, but replace dragons with balls. No, literally, there are balls in this movie. We saw Rono the Barbarian, so you know what that means.
Show with Nick Crow and take a bubble speed to hitting cruise control. Jay Lynn, Big Paul, and the beautiful June. Gonna take you from the groove all the way to the room. Renegade, the street fighter, help to blow off steam. Just a sucker punch the odd life of Timothy Green. Sharpie Moore, the bird, Demick, how you staying alive? They call me when they're badass and he's on the line. Cranking 88 minutes cause they cool as ice. Cause the bad Jim Bonnie looking kind of nice. All the June getting literal, Jason is getting laid. June is making sure all the
what's up, people of Earth? And what's up, people of Brooklyn? We are live at BAM to talk about the first animated movie ever on How Did This Get Made? Ronald the Barbarian is about a weakling barbarian descendant from a long line of the strongest barbarians who goes on a quest to beat a bad guy. I don't know. This movie is R. It's weird. It's really just a simple kids movie, but with a lot of shits and fucks and, like I mentioned, balls. It's like what a 12-year-old might do in his bedroom to like fan dub a movie. Like, fuck you, you asshole. Eat shit, cocksucker. It feels like the curses are just snuck in there willy-nilly. And I loved it. And to break down this movie tonight, I have two of the best animation experts, two of the best barbarian experts. Please welcome to the stage, Mr. Jason Mantzoukas.
What's up, jerks? How we doing, Brooklyn? That's right, Bam. Why did you make me watch this movie? It was a beautiful day in New York. I sat in a hotel room and I watched this piece of shit for you.
Jason.
Paul.
I felt like
this movie was going to be right up your alley.
Why? What? I take offense to that. I feel like that's the meanest thing you've ever said to me.
I just
see you watch it and be like, oh, Jason's going to love this.
I think people thought you might have picked it.
I don't pick anything. I'm subjected to these just as much as you are.
Sure.
I did not like this. You know, is it really the first animated movie you said?
Yes,
that?
The first animated movie we've
I was
ever
like,
done.
Okay, cool. Animation movie. Great. I love animation movies. Boom, put it on. And within, I'm going to say 1 minute, one of my very first notes is, what the fuck is this?
It does jump out at you. But I'll tell you, I know you watch this in your hotel room. Our next co-host, well, we watch it together while eating brunch.
In a restaurant?
In a restaurant. On separate iPads.
Oh, that wait staff has a lot to say to each other.
And we both were laughing pretty loud, and I gotta tell you, I think she might have enjoyed it more than all of us. Please welcome my other co-host, June Diane Raphael. Welcome, June.
Hello, Paul. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Okay. I'm going to say it right here. I'm going to say it loud, and I'm going to say it clearly. I enjoyed this film.
No!
I enjoyed
Holy
it.
Holy shit. Here's, this is...
I enjoyed
this,
it.
Is it possible we have Freaky Friday'd this tour? I liked last night's horny romance movie and thought for sure you would.
I hated it.
And Paul thought for sure that I would like the animation, and you loved it.
And I was with you, Paul. I was like, as wow. I was walking here, I was like, Jason's going to be so happy. Jason's going to have loved
it. Who do you think I am? I'm going to talk in therapy about this.
Listen, right. It flew by.
Well, it's an hour and 20 minutes.
Thank God. That's the best thing.
You're telling me, you didn't have some real laughs during this movie?
No.
I will.
Paul did. I'm sure Paul did. I did.
I'm sure I did, but I was really like shocked at how absolute dog shit this was.
Honestly, Jason, loosen up.
That being said, you're right. I was
chill out.
I was in the hotel in bed suffering from jerk off elbow. So
The tagline for this movie is Babes, Balls, and Muscles in 3D for the whole family.
Oh,
wait, there's a 3D version
of this?
Were
you guys watching it with
3D animation?
Were you guys watching with 3D glasses at brunch?
Wait, what is 3D animation?
I think 3D animation is this style of animation.
Oh,
like 2D animation is more like Beauty and the Beast, and then 3D animation is like Toy Story. Like that, a little bit more three-dimensional. Now, here's what I'll say. This movie came out in 2011, and if you go to find it on your Amazon or anything like that, a streaming service, it is put next to children's films.
One of my main questions was, who is this for? Because it presents like it's a How to Train Your Dragon,
yes.
Yeah.
A Croods, a something like that. And boy, oh boy, is it not. It is, from the jump, close-ups of balls and crotches and titties. And
the
I was
first
like, what?
Joke is, I mean, the opening is kind of very traditional, right? You're seeing this opening of like this big battle, cool characters, and then someone
cool does. Characters?
I thought they were kind of cool looking, right?
Yeah, you're a big Kron head. You love Kron. You won't stop talking about Kron.
I mean, come on. When Kron's fighting, I'm like, cool. So
Kron bleeds for 7 days and 7 nights and everybody drinks his blood, so cool. Kids.
But,
everybody, kids, right? This is for you, right?
But here's what I would say. That open, you have a little kid drinking and he's like, whoosh, gets muscles. And then that little weak, barbarian drinks just a drop and either his dick or balls grow big. I don't know which one.
That is literally when I wrote, what the fuck is this movie?
Right, because up until that point...
I rewound to be like, is that what happened?
Well, I think one of the reasons why I enjoyed it, and I'm not too proud to say that, I enjoyed it. Maybe the movie is for me. Maybe I'm the intended target. But
we have finally broken June.
I think this movie is
for
me.
It's taken 13 years.
But I also, Paul, there was a lot of setup going into this movie. There's a lot of talk about, it's an animated movie, June, like, get ready. And I was like...
You had to be prepped?
I did. I was like, Paul, I got to work out this morning because I'm going to have to let some energy out before I sit down and watch this. I mean, I was prepped for such a nightmare. And again, because we had done Jonathan Livingston Seagull here in New York.
You're welcome. You're
they
welcome.
Loved it. You
that
loved
I was
it.
Like, loved I guess we're giving another gift to the city we love. Yeah. And I'm going to have to suffer through this. And you had also said it's a sex comedy. You said those words a number of times.
Well, I do think...
a number of times?
He kept on saying, we're going to watch an animated sex comedy.
I said it once. Once,
and
maybe
I was like,
twice.
Oh, okay. I don't know what that could mean. I don't know what this is going to be. So then when it went down so smoothly.
This movie.
So smoothly.
This movie should be in the restricted section with the pornos at the rental store, if that
exists. Here's what I want to say about the comedy and why I believe this movie's sense of humor is elevated.
What's happening? Wow.
There's the comedy. What? And this is what you might have missed, Jason, if you weren't watching closely.
This is
there's the
my
comedy,
favorite episode of the show so far.
The
go
comedy,
ahead.
There's
you
a comedy.
You are tearing Team Fred apart.
Sorry. There's the comedy in the foreground, the scenes. And there's some built-in comedic beats to those scenes, some funny lines. But what you may have missed, and I suspect you did, is the background comedy in this movie.
The BGC?
Yeah, the background pieces, the ADR, the things that are... on the throwaways on the side, the stuff they added in months after the animation had ended, that's where the real jokes were.
Well,
where it was like genuinely very funny.
Well, what I found about this movie is it's kind of like all the perverted jokes that you hear. It's like, oh, did you see like in The Little Mermaid, the castle actually looks like a dick, you know, or like in The Sun, there's like an image of tits and
also,
Lion King.
Please stop sending me those.
But did you
I'm
see
aware
it?
Of
you
them
get
now.
It.
You don't
get
need
it.
To keep sending all right, me those just, images.
But sometimes
Joe
they're high
Campbell's
res.
Joe Campbell's nose has a dick in it. Joe Camel is still a thing.
Oh
and I'm
going to
say Jason.
No Joe Camel? No Joe Camel head?
Jason saw this right before the show started. I said, I want to go back and watch the opening scene again.
When I tell you, never in my life. Have I witnessed June re-watch part of a movie willingly in the green room, interrupting a delightful conversation we were having about New York City? She was like, excuse me, I just need to re-watch the beginning.
I saw that before I went out here, and it unnerved me. And I'll say this.
And not only that, sorry, Paul, but Jason said, oh, I'm so sorry. You haven't finished it. And I go, oh, no, I just want to watch the first scene again.
Oh, yeah, because it's not uncommon. It's not uncommon for us to need to finish the movie when we're in the green room or something, the last 10 minutes or something. But for you to have finished it and want
to
bring
to see it
all
again.
Your gear, you that means you brought your iPad to the... Wow.
I did.
Forget it.
I did, and not only that, but what I just wanted to say is on second viewing of that opening, the first 10 minutes.
Is this a
minutes,
second opinion?
The second viewing of the first 10 minutes of the film, I had noticed one of our villains had like red marks on his ass, and I didn't know why, and then when I rewatched it just about 20 minutes ago, I saw that to get the horse going, he had been saying, hi-ya! And whipping his own ass.
And if you forgot that scene.
You missed that the
I missed
first
that.
Time?
I missed that in the first viewing.
I
By
wrote
the way,
it in my notes.
I did too, and I'm going to say that's even longer than the first 10 minutes if you watch that deep in. Because check out scene 4. Just so if everyone
can get on the same page as June. Here we go.
All sons of Kron are gathered. Lord Valkazar.
Then the time is come.
Crotch.
Pretty cool characters. Now, I will say what I noticed in watching that again is that that character is kind of an S&M character. I didn't get that.
Oh, is it? Oh, I didn't get it.
I didn't notice.
Oh, no, I love the movie.
Until seeing it on the big screen, I didn't notice that it's...
This is a movie that needs to be watched on the big screen.
This is, yeah, we should... I advocate we stop doing the podcast and just watch the movie here. And I am shocked that no one's here dressed as characters from this movie. This movie is like, what if a kid's movie, but the villains are Lord of the Rings style leather daddies?
And
that's what we're doing.
I would
later
also...
Later it's ball gags. And it, I was like, what? Even the book... The where the book is on the roof of the elvish thing is somebody like,
I loved it.
The lectern? The lectern?
Loved that part.
The lectern, I thought that was clever. Now what I'll say.
I did too, Paul. I did too.
Show your sons this movie.
Well, that's what I'm afraid of. But I will argue this, that, you know, maybe June is onto something because according to the Nordic Film and TV website, this film opened very high, and not only did it open high, it is in the top five
Hang
of
on.
The most... Yes.
Where?
The Nordic Film and TV website.
Where is that?
In the Nordic area. Yeah.
You know, well, we often...
Top film where?
In with Youth 11 Plus in Denmark.
Denmark.
This is a Danish movie, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes. Yeah.
Admit it.
Yes.
It's a goddamn Danish movie. I said when we started this podcast, I said I will never do it. I told
you. You just got Daned.
If Dane DeHaan is here, I'm going to be furious.
Here's the thing, people. Walmart Plus is the membership that saves you time and money on the stuff you'd expect, but also on the stuff you don't. Let me explain. Did you know with your Walmart Plus membership, you can save money on gas? Yeah, save gas while you drive the kiddos to soccer practice. Plus, visit your in-laws. Plus, venture into the wilderness. Plus, wherever you want to go. Because Walmart Plus also saves you time and money with free delivery, perfect for ordering new remote batteries or coffee when somebody finishes it without telling you. And then, you know, eats all your snacks that you have stored in the back of that pantry for movie night. How dare they? Plus, you can actually even save on the actual movies with a Paramount Plus subscription. Stream Top Gun Maverick plus Mean Girls plus Jack Reacher plus so much more, because savings is what this whole Walmart Plus membership is all about anyways. Members save on gas plus free delivery plus Paramount plus so much more. Start a free 30-day trial at www.walmartplus.com. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions. $35 order minimum. Paramount Plus essential plan only. Separate registration required. I recently went to the Telluride Comedy Festival, and I was sick and tired of staying in the same kind of cookie-cutter places, and I went on Airbnb, and I found a perfect spot for me and the family. We had an amazing time because we felt like home. Then I realized, wait a second, what if I could give that feeling to someone else? Yes! That's the best part. When you're away, your home could be an Airbnb. That's right. Many people host on Airbnb, but there are people who have never thought about it or didn't even realize that their space could be an Airbnb. Hosting can easily fit into your lifestyle, and you can make someone feel great and make a little bit of money too, because we all need a little bit of money. And maybe your talent or your gift to the world is having a killer place. So if you have a home, but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. Hey, everybody. Just wanted to give you a quick heads up here. There's something we should all be doing. It's going to improve your life, make every day a little bit better, and that is eat more Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Yes, think about it. All the gurus, all the coaches out there, they've never said the words, eat more Reese's. I mean, that combination of sweet chocolate and salty peanut butter, I mean, this is something that brings other people and ourselves joy. That's why there's 2 in a pack. Shop Reese's peanut butter cups now at a store near you, found wherever candy is sold, and often in my pantry, because I love these.
Danes love this movie, and it was a movie that was already supposed to be for English and Danish audiences. And what I found weird, though, was, yes, we're in this Conan the Barbarian world, but the English dub, and I watched both. No, I didn't. They really lean into the New Yorker version of this world. Like, hey, yeah, what do you want over there? Like, I was like, huh?
I thought you meant the magazine, The New Yorker. Which I also would have loved. They have a monocle.
But there was like this energy where it was like their stereotypical American voices. There wasn't like an energy to be like, we are all these kind of characters. It was like, no, we're just going to do like, hey, you piece of shit. You know,
well,
it's like.
I will now say, I did Google it, looked it up, and saw that all of the cast were Danish actors, including my boy, Grand Admiral Thrawn himself, Lars Mikkelsen.
Yes.
Is a voice, I guess, in the... He's not in the version we saw, though, is he?
No, the one that we saw did have Brigitte Nielsen. She's the head of the Amazon Queen.
She was amazing. Oh, wow.
And the Amazon, I will say, the wonderful. Amazon section was phenomenal.
It's fantastic.
I have no problem with that section. If they want to spin that off, I'm...
No, here's the thing. Honestly, like, this is what...
Amazon's jumping rope. Amazon's
I will get into it, because I'm like, if we're going to go there... Let's fucking go there. Like, this movie feels like it is, like, we're an adult movie. But they don't show...
That's what I'm saying. The movie thinks it's so close to being heavy metal, the
yes.
movie.
Yes,
and it is not heavy metal, the movie. It feels more to me like How to Train Your Dragon, unfortunately.
With balls. And
so much balls. Balls have their own set piece.
And it works.
By the way...
It works.
That set piece.
This is the most insane June take in history.
You're telling me that scene of those balls going up the
jumping
staircase.
Jumping around. It was funny.
That's funny. That's what I call comedy.
And then they get shot with tiny arrows.
Perfect.
I love those balls. I had
what?
Trouble.
I love that, those balls,
pull
too.
Pull that quote. Pull that
Keep
quote.
It
put it in a song.
Keep it in. But though I couldn't figure out the physics of where the body was. I was following the balls, but I was like, where would the body be to get the balls?
I would rather, frankly, the body hit the floor.
But that sequence of the balls being out, like little bouncy things on a karaoke, you know, singing.
Follow the bouncing balls?
Yes. I thought it was such a crazy sequence. But it made me uncomfortable, especially when the codpiece stared and we saw some fleshy balls.
Well, okay, so
like,
that was my question. That was my question, is why were his balls still covered by a leather satchel?
So I think...
Because mustn't he have happened? To get naked to rub the invisibility stuff?
No, you don't. You just have to rub it on yourself, okay. I think, and then things get invisible.
Okay.
That's where it ran out.
I thought he walked around the stone so that he could take all of his,
walking behind the stone appeared for no reason because it seemed like they just needed to get him off screen so we wouldn't see him not rubbing his balls. I guess. I don't know.
I feel like what you were after, Paul, was you wanted to see more like animated full sex scenes. And I think what must have happened, and maybe that's a both of you on it, but
cool.
I think what
must have happened was
they must have, for that rating, had some sort of like negotiation of like, well, we can show balls, we can show real balls at one point in flesh, but we can't have these others, like we can't have the scene actually with the Amazon women.
My question would be, because this has got to be rated R,
it is.
For language alone. So why couldn't you have... like nudity. I'm not saying like show penetrative sex, although please show penetrative sex. Well, we're in a world in which everybody's like, I don't want sex in my movies. No more sex scenes. And I'm like, show penetrative sex in animated movies now.
It's such a tough platform to run on,
listen,
and yet you're...
I need your votes.
His name is Woody for a
reason. You're running for Speaker of the House.
I'm running for Speaker of the House.
Wow.
That's right. My only platform. We need Congress needs to get back to work. We need full penetration in our animated movies.
Full funding of full penetration animated Pixar movies.
That's it. That's it. Bring it. Oh, boy.
There is, but to me, I felt like I don't need to see sex, but maybe some boobs, too. Maybe some dicks. Why aren't we seeing boobs? You don't have to even make them sexual, but like it's just like
I
it's
feel like I saw a lot of boobs.
I didn't
personally.
See any covered. And I wanted to.
Covered.
They were barely covered.
Covered.
Barely. They were barely covered, but covered still. Gross.
When they go to that Amazon tribe and he was used as a mating device.
Show us that, you cowards. Well, show us that, you Danish cowards.
I did feel bad for him because he's clutching at his dick and balls for that
whole
scene.
I know what could have happened.
Yeah, like they really...
The best night of his life!
But that...
See, here's the thing. Was a virgin?
Well, okay, so this was the only problem I had with the movie, and I mean only, is I never knew if Ronal was like 14 or 42. I was like... At first, when we first saw him, I thought this is a 12-year-old or a 16-year-old. And then as the movie progressed and we got some close-up shots of him, and I did think the way that this movie deals with body hair and animates it, I found it to be so almost too realistic. You know?
Well, in the scene that we just saw with the ass whipping on the horse, he has a hairy butt crack.
That's what I'm saying.
Somebody in Denmark animated a hairy butt crack cell by cell.
This is what
or
I'm
whatever.
Saying. They
too
took
much.
All the freaks that put all that crazy shit in Disney movies. Like, come over here and let your freak flag fly. Like, there were a team of animators for months working on little balls, a ball sack, just running around.
What are you working on? Oh, I'm working on the ball set piece.
To the Nutcracker Suite,
by the way.
Incredible. Talk about layers of jokes. There it is, right there.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Like, you have to be awake for this movie. You have to be awake and watching. You miss it, it'll fly by you.
I did like, they're talking about some of the background stuff, I did write this down. I did laugh at, like, when they saw a scene of, like, warriors being attacked. There was an arm coming out of somebody's asshole.
What?
A sword put in somebody's ass and then an arm like shoved into someone's mouth. So that's the background you gotta watch. And that's some solid jokes.
That, again, it's in the background. Let go of the foreground, you know, as a concept and really train your
Maybe
eyes to see the background.
Maybe we need to rewatch this in a future episode, but just the backgrounds.
I mean,
but anyway, what I was gonna say about body hair is that Ronal, in the close-up shots, like he does have a lot of facial hair.
Well, in fact, in the Amazons, they pluck one out of his face and are like, "This woman has hair on her face."
That was a funny sequence that they
again. 10 out of 10 for the Amazons.
When Ronal said, "I don't know if it was Ronal or Alberta." When one of them said,
You know the other names?
The bard. I don't know what his name was. The other guy. Yeah. Alberto.
Wait, is it Alberto?
It's Alibert.
Alibert.
Right?
Oh.
When Alibert says,
Can I just say
wait,
for a brief moment? It is absolutely categorically insane that you remember side character names from one of our movies.
Stayed with me.
This is.
He
Next,
stayed with
I love,
me.
I love every minute of this.
But when he said, wait, we're women? I laughed so hard. I mean, that fully, like soup to nuts, that's a great sequence. The Amazon sequence, great sequence.
Soup to nuts.
Soup to nuts. Well, let's see. Let's actually see that Amazon scene.
Great.
Scene 9.
Are those real?
Of course. I just had to see you. Ooh.
the first time I laid eyes on you, I wanted to rub my naked body all over your manly chest. Ah! Forget the silly rules, I just gotta have you now, sexy boy!
Just a second.
I'm about to lose control. Take me! Take me hard! Mama's home! Let me eat you, baby! You bring out a woman in me! Take me hard!
I find you very sexy, Miss Queen, but my friend needs me and I have to go.
What?
Listen, just have your girls capture me again on my way back.
I wanted Allie Burt to get love at the end.
I agree.
I felt I'm like they had a connection there. But
I'm glad he chose to go and help his friend. But yeah, I mean, like, he can get at least something going.
But this is the thing.
Worried about him. I wasn't focused on him.
Here's my issue with this movie.
You're all Ronald all the time.
All the time, all day long.
But there's a thing, and I guess, by the way, Brigitte Nielsen only did the Danish version, because that's definitely not
It does look like her, though.
It does
like
look like her.
They definitely animated it to her.
Yes, and it's odd they didn't just take her to do it. They have a Southern woman being the head of the Amazons. Bizarre choice.
Sorry, though, when she takes one boob and slaps him across the face with it, what more? We work so hard. Mm-hmm. We have such difficult lives. Like, that made me laugh. Is that so wrong?
No. And I'm sure
so
for...
So wrong!
I'm sure for some people, that is how a fetish is born. I want that to happen to me.
There is something, though, about this movie where I feel like, again, I just want to go back to this idea that I just wanted them to push it a little bit more, because at the end of the movie, it just becomes a straight-up Lord of the Rings. Like, the end of the movie is just like, oh, we're just watching a battle. Nothing. It's just like, shut up,
care.
You fucking dick. Like, that's on you. Yeah. Like, those are just shot in to be like, no, it's still adult. Don't worry about it. Like, but I feel like that's the thing that bummed me out, that the bookends were just a basic movie with weird ADR in the background. And I really just wanted... You know, maybe defeat him with your dick. Defeat him with your balls. Like, let's do that.
Do you think they thought they were making a Sausage Party-esque, raunchy, blah, blah, blah? Or were they making a, you know, slightly more risque movie for young people?
Well, I will tell you that this is what the director said. After decades of Pixar, now Rango and Wreck-It Ralph, which are solid movies.
Love Rango.
Rango's great. Which are solid movies. Audiences have matured.
Yes, we have.
And people are catching up and trying to make films that match American movies in terms of story and character. So that was his idea. It was like, hey, if you saw Wreck-It Ralph, now you want to see Wreck-It Ralph's balls. Like, let's grow with the audience. Like Taylor Swift, let's start them young and then pull them into their 30s and 40s.
Fix It Felix's balls. I'd rather Jack McBrayer be like, y'all, this is crazy. Bonk, bonk, bonk.
By the way, in 2016, a Chinese company did buy the rights to this film because they are going to make a live-action remake.
Oh, fantastic.
Can we just announce that will be the final episode of the podcast? Whenever it comes around to it, probably not for a while, that will be the final episode.
Oh my God.
You're going to tell me though, Jason, in the world of like all of the movies we've had to watch, that
oh, yes.
you didn't enjoy this?
Oh, it was fine. It was fine. It was just, I guess I'm butting up against a little bit of it. My Sausage Party question is kind of what I wanted. I think I would have enjoyed it more if it was just a complete embracing of the insane gonzo nature of it.
Sure.
That movie I could have gotten on board for. The version of it that is an actual, like, that I'm meant to care about the Samwise character coming to the rescue and the fellowship coming back together and defeating the bad, like all of the plotting, I was like, no, just give me nonsense set pieces and I'll enjoy this more. But I think the movie wanted us to care about the dumb quest.
The quest.
Which in the back, when you were playing the trailer and we were listening in the back, June said, why couldn't he just go on a quest?
Which is a
valid question.
Yeah. I did ask, like, why was he so against going quest?
Why is he so quest-averse?
They never really underlined a couple of things that we needed. Like, he didn't want to be a part of it.
And I guess that's my question for the barbarians. You know, what...
The barbarians that are here tonight?
All of them. Well, they're all up there. They're all on that.
Oh, yeah. No, they're the barbarians.
They're all there.
Barbarians are up there. The mezzanine, these are very respectful people.
But why... I wanted to know what kind of quests had they been on before? What happened?
Well, the barbarians are super strong. They defeat everybody who comes to them.
But we never see that. And the minute they are challenged, they are so easily crushed.
Like, yeah.
It is really like, you know what? I think they deserve to go extinct. You know?
Well, they're literally defeated by, like, Lord Zurg. It does look like they are, like, somebody saw Toy Story. Like, that's our villain. Like, it's like, this is the Lord Zurg. But I will talk about the Shield Maiden, because that's our love interest, and that's our heart of the story. Shield Maiden was interesting to me, because she was a fighter. But it seems like if you're a Shield Maiden, you wouldn't have a sword.
If you're a Shield Maiden.
Yeah. Now, that's interesting.
That's...
Like, I wouldn't go through all the happenstance, yep. Shield Maiden, and then be like, but Shield she fights and looks exactly like anybody else in this movie that we've seen.
She is dressed just like a barbarian.
Yes.
She's looking for the barbarians.
Yes.
And in the very brief flashback, because I was like, oh, maybe we'll meet more Shield Maidens. And everybody seems to know immediately upon seeing her, oh, you're a Shield Maiden.
Nothing to distinguish her.
I don't ever understand anything about it. Okay, that's fine, but... Yeah, it doesn't that just connote that she would be carrying a shield?
Simple as that. Just give me a shield for a character who is called Shield Maiden. Like, it does seem like...
Listen, it's a movie, you know, not everything's going to...
I'm going to remind you of this.
Just let it go.
What was last night's movie called? Beautiful?
Beautiful Disaster. Yeah.
I would so much rather the nonsense and the jokes, the hilarious jokes in that movie than in this movie, because I laughed so much more. We are having... Wow, June.
I don't know you.
We need to talk. We have to go to couples therapy.
I don't know you at all.
We have to go to Team Fred therapy.
We will show this in couples therapy. We should go on the Showtime show, couples therapy, and show clip 5, and then see who found it funny, because I think that therapist on couples therapy would find it very funny. Here we go.
You know what? Your tits look a bit heavy. Can I hold?
Shut the fuck up, ugly. Oh. What do you want?
We were looking for a guide.
There's only one left. In the back, behind the shitter.
Ask for Elric.
Hey, who ordered a beer and a double Manhattan? Get your nuts.
Okay, thanks.
Great character, fun character.
That fairy
is
stacked.
That fairy also is serving Manhattans.
Yes, because at one point, Manhattan. A double Manhattan.
Well, she can never find its rightful owner,
including
though.
Including when the place blows up. She dies trying to deliver a double Manhattan.
And the women of this movie, you know, I do think that the movie has more of a feminist bent than maybe both of you are ready to see.
Oh, no, wow. I think you're right. I think it's there. I mean, the fiercest warrior in their party is the female character. Absolutely.
Yeah, and also, like, there are these side characters, and I would watch an entire movie about this bar wench. I would love to know how she ended up there.
I'm with you.
And also, like,
Paul, now we're back. June and I are back. We want a side movie of the fairy waitress who has human-sized D tits.
Just her.
I'm listening. If I'm going to get any side character, it would probably be the Oracle who needs his wiped. But
are you the nurse? The nurse to just wipe his ass? What?
Who comes intermittently when he shits? But anyway, go ahead. Like, he goes, are you the nurse, as if she shows up occasionally.
Oh, I see.
Like, it's like, almost like he has a medical alert brace. It's like, time to take a shit, ding, you know, and then the nurse comes in. And be careful of the hemorrhoids. What I found disgusting about this movie.
Everything?
Well, it goes there with that. Like, little arrows into balls. I'm like, ooh, you know, and I'm like, and then in that moment where he wipes the character's ass, the next scene he's like sniffing his own finger.
He's
like,
wiping it. He's wiping his finger so much. I was like, what is this?
But then he gags on smelling the shit finger, and I was like, ooh, that's more upsetting to me.
Yeah.
Than anything I could possibly ever see.
I feel like this movie is about leather daddies, shit play, cock and ball torture. Like, this entire movie is built off of Pornhub categories.
Now, would you be surprised? Would you be surprised to know that in the new Saw movie, Saw 10, every one of the characters being held hostage is being forced to watch this? That's the only trap.
I would not be surprised. Are you leaving?
Where are you going?
I'm going to go out and talk to the audience.
Already? We just got started.
I'm so sorry, Paul. Do you have somewhere to be?
I will sit back
down. Paul's like, I'm trying to second act Gutenberg tonight.
Sit down.
I'm happy to just relax.
I've barely touched my notes. These people, a lot of them probably got a sitter. Let's hear from whoever got a sitter.
Yes.
Parents' night out, getting sloppy at BAM, hand jobs outside.
I will say, for the record, this is the time I normally go out. But I will sit here because I have a lot more notes myself.
There's so much titty twisting in the movie.
Well,
that I was like,
and it's wonderful because they're so, it's wonderful because I will say it's not every day where you see a movie present like men's nipples as
Pierce.
Such a
Pierce,
Pierce nipples
you guys
as
are right.
such
I should
a
not
like
have gone into the crowd. This is great. Continue.
As such an area of like fixation, like we really have to spend a lot of time.
Everybody's got full on nipple clamps and harnesses.
And by the way, that's when you guys said there aren't enough boobs in this movie, I was like, I feel like I've saw many.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
They were men's boobs,
correct?
But there were boobs.
All the bad guys' men's boobs. Now I'm glad you're not in the audience.
I agree.
Because it's our men's boobs.
Yes.
Is the t-shirt, without a doubt.
That seems like it borders on the dirty.
But I think it's our men's boobs, ? Paul Scheer.
It's very much so where does the butt start?
Yeah.
In that area.
Can you call men's boobs?
Of course.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Audience? Audience, can't...
Yeah, they're breasts.
Are men's
they're
boobs
breasts,
boobs?
They're breastplates. Yeah.
Or do we call men's boobs like a chest or something different?
Pecs.
Balcony is with me.
Wait, can we get house lights? What is the... Or somebody, some librarian, I'm going to guess. Is there a librarian here who can tell me the etymology of boobs? Where did we get boobs from?
Don't force a librarian to...
No, I only want a librarian.
Is there a medical doctor in the... We have to have a medical doctor in the house.
Oh, is there a boob doc in the house? No? Cowards.
Oh, back here. Back there. Back there. I see one. Okay, hold on. I'm going.
What are you going to ask?
Are men's boobs boobs?
All right, where? Who do we have? Hi, how are you?
Yeah, OBGYN, family medicine.
Okay. Give
it up!
Well, what's her name?
Thank you for your service.
Erin Carey.
Give it up.
Okay.
And to true or false, you'll be doing pap smears in the lobby afterwards?
All night.
Great. All night paps, baby.
That's right. Best part. So, men have breast tissue, and those are moobs. Those are big...
That's a technical term?
No.
What? But yes, so breast tissue on both.
Yeah, we got to do like... Like, if you have a mass in a male, you have to still do a mastogram.
Okay. Yes.
And it's still breast cancer, I assume?
Yes, it is.
Thank you.
All right, we did it. Thank you.
Great work.
Fantastic.
Great work. It always makes me worried when doctors listen to the podcast.
We need it. Well, I answered that question. I should have asked her about the butt, too.
I like the idea of a doctor performing surgery and being like, you know, I'm just going to play something while I do this. As they're putting the propofol in, they're like, come back from 10, 10, 9. And it's like, boom, how did this get me?
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. I did have a colonoscopy recently, and the anesthesia is so cool, I know. And the anesthesiologist literally seconds before putting the propofol in my body went, big fan, man.
No. No.
Big fan, man. Big fan, man. And I was like, cool, bro. Get ready to see the inside of my asshole.
That's
wild.
It is crazy.
Wild stuff. Wild stuff.
Big fan.
Big fan, man.
I can't believe I have the chance to kill you. Yeah.
Big fan, man. You're going to feel a little cold, and then you're going to have the best sleep of your life. Rafi.
Oh, no. I didn't know you could be put out for colonoscopies. That's great news.
You can be. I simultaneously had an endoscopy as well. Not simultaneously, but in the same. So that's okay. You don't have to be put out for a colonoscopy.
I'd prefer to be.
And you guys didn't want me to go out into the crowd.
See, we would have missed all of this gold.
Never gotten that.
Cut out all of the stuff about my colonoscopy from the podcast. That's just for you, Brooklyn.
Oh, man.
That's right. Brooklyn gets the butt stuff. Brooklyn loves butt stuff.
How Did This Get Made is sponsored by Squarespace. That's right. Squarespace is the all-in-one platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it's easy to create a beautiful website all on your terms. Now, let me tell you this. Now they have this Fluid Engine, which is a next-generation website design system where you can just drag and drop. It's so easy. It's so fun. Plus, they have this asset library so you can merge all your files from one central hub. I love it so much. Now, let me tell you. I talk about their customer support. I had an issue. Something went wrong. And not only did they get back to me in a timely fashion, but they solved my problem. They were attentive. And I have to say, regardless of anything else, sometimes the best way to judge a company is by their customer service, and Squarespace passed the Paul Scheer test. All right, so you could check out my website with a new feature. That's right. If you bought my book, you can sign up for that and you can get videos and pictures and all this kind of cool stuff. I built that on Squarespace. Check it all out. I love Squarespace. You will too. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/bonkers to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Today's episode is brought to you by Cap'n Crunch. Who said the kids get to have all the breakfast fun time? Break away from the ordinary with Cap'n Crunch and bring back the spirit of adventure to your mornings. Everyday life can be stressful, but a tasty bowl of Cap'n Crunch is an escape from morning monotony. Enjoy the bold flavors like original Cap'n Crunch, Crunch Berries, Oops All Berries, and Peanut Butter. Plus, the crunch you love is now available in cinnamon, and it is delicious. Even in a sea of milk, the crunch of Cap'n Crunch is epic. Yes. My family is all in on the cinnamon Cap'n Crunch. I didn't think you could make it better, but they did. I love my Cap'n Crunch, and now I love sharing it with my kids. Join the crew for your next breakfast time crunch venture. Get Cap'n Crunch's new cinnamon crunch now at a retailer near you, and learn more at Cap'nCrunch.com. If you're like me, you can't get enough John Mulaney. And that's good, because during the Netflix is a Joke Festival, John Mulaney is presenting a brand new show called Everybody's in LA. It's 6 live episodes created and starring John that will stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. This is going to be an unconventional show with very big special guests. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in LA, debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, only on Netflix.
There are some weird turns of phrase in the film. It says, like, mama's tits can't save you now.
Could they ever?
Yes, actually. I felt like that was an interesting moment because, again, you guys, you might have missed a lot. You might have really missed a few things, because when we cut into that bar scene, there's a whole discussion of, there's like a lot of mom jokes. And then that one villain guy who threatens to fight Zandra at the end
the
of that
shield maiden.
Yeah, I know her name.
Never.
Yeah, I know her
before.
Name.
Never before. Zandra.
You don't
can name
remember
three
people's names.
You don't remember Zandra. My name sometimes.
But, wow.
But that guy who comes out, you know, swinging at the end, wanting to fight her and conquer her, when we cut into that scene, he's having a conversation where he's making some your mom jokes, and specifically like your mom's tits jokes. But then strangely, there's like a little pause and he goes, yeah, but I really do love my mom.
Yes.
And I was like.
Yes, I heard that too. And
yeah.
I will say, to your kind of background point, there are a ton of funny side weird jokes
that I only got
because I had closed captioning on. Because they were a lot of times conversations that we were passing by. I love the applause
for closed captioning.
Every time I mention turning on closed captioning, big pop from the audience. That's a middle-aged audience right there.
By the way, last night as we were driving...
Not a Gen Z in the house. Everybody's like, colonoscopies!
No, yay! That's the thing.
Closed captioning, yay! That's my story, too!
Gen Z has brought in closed captioning because of social media. It's a young thing. Closed captioning is a young thing.
Wait a minute. Are there Gen Z people here?
Thank you.
Get them out of here.
I will say this, just talking about mom and mom jokes, on the way home last night from New Haven to here, our son called us and very seriously said, can I talk to you guys in private? And we said, yeah. He goes, okay. Now, this is not true. And we're like, okay. He's like, yeah, it's not true.
And he pulled himself away from our nanny who was in the house, his little brother, and I was like, here we go. Whatever could this be?
And he goes, okay, but this is not true. And we said, okay, all right. And he goes, your mom is so fat that when she sweats, it's maple syrup.
Did he deliver it just like that?
Just like
he
that.
Did,
oh my God.
He really wanted to make sure we knew it wasn't true.
He's like, no, that's not true. It's not true. And then did like four more, but in that cadence.
Yeah. It's like there was a sadness to it. Yeah.
I have to get these out. I'm so sorry.
I've got to say all of them.
Your mama's teeth are so yellow that when she smiles at traffic, cars slow down.
And I did say to him, I said, well, my mom's dead, so this is really hurtful, actually.
And then, please tell me he had dead mama jokes, because that's where this is going.
It was so, but now, how about this joke? I know that you like that mama joke, but what about the jokes like, you're as boring as a yeast infection? That felt to me like, boring. Not a woman, but boring doesn't seem like the way you would describe a yeast infection.
I'm so bored of this yeast. This yeast infection is boring.
How's your yeast infection?
Boring.
Honestly, I've never had one. I can't speak on it. I don't know. Maybe they are boring. I've never had one.
That was, my friend saw The Who at Madison Square Garden, and Roger Daltrey was on stage in the audience. And he goes, Viagra! Never needed it, never will. And then the audience went like this.
Huge mistake.
And then he had to be like, but it's okay. All right, now I'm going to the audience.
All right.
What?
Okay. It's okay.
All right, careful. So who has questions? You want to have a question? Come here. All right, you come to me. All right, your name?
James.
James, all right, give me your question about Ronald the Barbarian.
Speaking of penetrative sex, was the implication in the scene in the tavern the man was going to fuck the goat on the second floor or the goat was going to fuck him?
Great question. And this is to the background jokes that June is talking about.
June is the scholar of this movie. June studying this movie like the Torah.
I actually don't remember that scene. I'm devastated to admit I don't remember that scene.
Is the goat's mouth tied shut?
I remember it, and it felt to me like the movie was going for the goat fucking him.
Great.
You know what? We need more goats fucking dudes.
I am in balcony one.
Be careful, Paul.
Where are you? Which side? Oh, there you are.
All right, I have a question here from balcony one. Balcony one. Okay, yes, what's your name?
Luna.
Luna, what's your question?
If you were in charge of making a Happy Meal for this movie, what would you make the toy?
What would you make the toy?
There's got to be a couple of toys. There's got to be a couple of toys. Because I feel like there's a couple of big items.
Yeah, I definitely think that some sort of like strap-on balls.
Yep.
Would be important.
I was literally going to say like Benoit balls would be a great thing.
No, I think like I was going to say like a pouch for your balls. Like a ball pouch or just straight up nipple rings.
That's great.
Everybody's
That's
got
great.
Them.
Yeah. If
not a character in this movie doesn't have pierced nipples. It's everybody.
I would say a cigarette. So you could act out your little fantasies like that bar wench.
A loot, I guess.
I think she was smoking a joint.
Really? I thought a cigarette as well, but I wish it was a joint.
They definitely smoke out of bongs. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like skull bongs.
And they're like, good stuff, bro. It's like, what the fuck is this movie? Did anybody watch it in Danish? Are there any Danes in the house?
Remember, no? Jason okay. hates Fine. The Danes.
Fine.
All right. Yes, who had a question? Yes.
Patrick Murphy, thank you.
Yes, full names, everybody.
Are we doing
please.
First and
please,
last
everyone.
Names? Hey, guys.
Full name Honestly, and profession, like you're in the movie Old.
Confirmation names, and, all of it.
And address. Guys, don't dox
social
yourselves.
Social security number.
Last four digits of your social security number, and then go ahead and ask your question.
Mother's maiden
Patrick
name
Allen
and then begin.
Murphy. When I apologize for not remembering his name. When Ronal mounts his dying guardian, did you notice, I wondered if you noticed, that he did full face waterfall?
Yes!
I didn't.
He did. It was awesome. I wrote that down.
Was it awesome, Paul? It was awesome?
What?
It was awesome?
Well, we don't get to see face waterfalls and everything.
Oh, yes. No. We need more. We need to... Actually, the three of us need to commit to putting face waterfalls in as many projects once we're back to work as possible.
Listen, I don't know if this is a real Easter egg, but in Burning Love, I did face waterfall Michael Cera. And nobody ever picked up on it.
Wow. Oh, that's awesome.
Here's a guy in an Outcast shirt from our Jonathan Livingston Siegel episode.
Great work.
All right, your name, your question.
Jason asked if there were any Danes in the house. My name is Dane.
Boom. You did it. All right.
Hey, Dane, you know that's not what I meant.
So my question is, especially for June, what age should this be shown to children? What age? When do we start?
Yeah.
When do we start showing this to children?
We don't. Hey, we don't. This is not a children's movie. Let me say that clearly. This is not a children's movie.
Out of curiosity, Dane, do you have children? Okay, so
don't worry about it.
So for you, never.
Yeah, don't worry.
For you, you shouldn't be showing this to any children.
Totally fine.
Dane. Yeah. Balcony One is fucking creeps and weirdos. Who knew?
Hey, how old, when can I start showing this movie to children?
Not ever. Not ever.
Hey, kid, you want to see a movie? It's got balls in it.
Not ever.
Hey, you guys want to see a movie? I'm Dane.
And now I'm in the real balcony, the upper balcony, where the real balcony monsters are.
Wow.
And a place that I had to take an elevator to get to. I did
Holy
not realize
cow.
That. Now, someone here has a ball gag in. Am I right in that? There you are.
Has a ball gag in their mouth?
Yes.
Incredible stuff.
I'm going to come over to you. Great job. This is a tough costume to pull off, and I'm glad that you did it. Hi, how are you?
Hi, Paul. I'm well. How are you?
What's your question?
Okay, so I'm going to give a little bit of context for this. So at the beginning of the film, we see the whole sequence when everyone drinks the blood of Kron, right? When... the little weakling gets the one drop. The only thing that gets big is his dick and balls, right? I kind of went into this assuming that Ronal is like descended from this person. But his uncle doesn't get the loser gene. Okay. So it's like, does it like skip a generation? Is it a recessive trait? And if so, why hasn't this been like eugenicsed out of the barbarian race?
June, you have met your historical match.
Wait,
great question.
So your question is pro-eugenics? You, to be clear, you took the ball gag out of your mouth to assert a pro-eugenics theory. This is, wow, just when I thought Balcony 1 was nuts, Upper Balcony, absolute fucking heroes.
I appreciate
Holy
you.
Holy cow.
It was great. And I didn't
Shouldn't
know...
Ronal be put to death because he's weak?
She does ask a fair question in the sense that these barbarians, he doesn't seem to have offspring, or where did it, you know, what happened? I also don't think that his dick and balls are that impressive.
Ronal or the...
Ronal.
How do you know?
Because he doesn't use them to do anything.
He fucks all the Amazons, Paul!
But that's a side quest.
By the way, sign me up for that side quest. He's so anti-quest, but he's like, I'll quest in this pussy.
Your question.
So this is a fairly horny movie.
Really?
So why does everyone have flat Hank Hill asses?
Great question. It's where are them juicy asses at?
Honestly, I thought about that too, because there were a lot of...
What?
I did. I had that same question. Because there were, again, there was a lot of like nipple play in the movie, and there was were a lot of emphasis on the male breast tissue and nipples, and not a lot of emphasis on the male buns. And I appreciated that new framing of the male body. Like, let's let go of the asses as an idea, and let's focus elsewhere.
Here's what I'll say. I felt like those are some flat pancake Danish butts.
Oh, you think so? But then all of the Amazonian women had high and tight and high asses.
Yep, they're not Danish.
They're Amazon. So you're saying all of the animators just drew themselves?
Correct.
Oh, interesting.
Absolutely.
By the way,
every single one of them.
Would it surprise you to know that the director and writer of The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, the Danish version, was a script consultant on this film?
No, it wouldn't.
Wow. Holy shit, what?
I'm going to go to our other costume person in the audience, your name and your question.
My name is Brooks, and my question is, I'm wondering if you guys noticed in the credits there is someone named Troels Christofferson who is listed as...
No one would ever know.
Oh, you were wondering if we noticed this.
Yes.
Were you surprised we haven't talked about it yet?
I guess I'm surprised you guys haven't mentioned
it. I'm just a little surprised.
In the credits, there's someone named Cherwell Christofferson. And
just,
that if
for
you
me,
did
I'm
a bit
surprised.
Of research, you might find out. I'm surprised.
His title in the movie is Reindeer Wrangler. And I'm wondering what you thought his role might have been in this film.
Huh.
Wait a minute. That's a... Well, okay, hang on a second.
Huh.
That's... Whoa. Reindeer Wrangler for... He plays the voice of the Reindeer Wrangler?
No, it would mean like he's wrangling reindeer.
In what? It's an animated movie.
I know, but maybe there was some sort of like...
You think they had reindeer
they wore
with
one of those
mocap
caps.
Suits on?
Yeah.
You Look, think there's reindeer with mocap suits on
I
for
think,
this movie?
I think that Danish people, the animators get hungry and they want fresh meat and that's like craft service to them. So it's sort of like, oh yeah, I'll feed the animators. They're working
okay.
on this ball
so
sequence.
So I think the title is misleading. It's Chef.
Paul, is it raining outside? You're soaking wet.
I just ran up like four flights of stairs and I ran down four flights. I'm wearing a sweater. It wasn't a good choice.
You look great.
It was a lot of stairs. It's hot
you're
up there.
You're getting a workout tonight. This tour, you're getting a workout.
I did. I shouldn't have done the push-ups to open the show. Okay, here we go. Obviously, we have opinions about this movie, but there are some people who just agree with June. It's now time for second opinions.
Isn't he scrawny, this barbarian? Horny Pixar, come on, Ronald. He quests far, so we go online and give it 5 stars, because if there's something missing in my life, it's a floating ball sack.
Great job!
Amazing job. Our last one. Here we go. You ready for it? I feel good. I feel good about it. So here we go.
I don't want to follow.
I'll be honest. This is going to go great. Everybody else has sucked. Only right. Up from here.
And now it's time for second opinions.
I'm Ashley. 5 stars. Give it 5 stars when I rate this film on Amazon. Write it all in caps lock so you know that I cannot be wrong. I watched this whole movie with my kids despite all the animated dick. 5 stars. Give it 5 stars because I think it is a good film. It is a great film. It is my favorite film.
Honestly, perfect.
Here you go.
Thank you, Ashley.
New York, Brooklyn, you brought it. You always bring a great job.
Oh, wait, and a What's Up Jerk shirt?
Wow.
And a What's Up Jerk shirt? Killer, you're doing great.
Everybody did great. Okay.
Holy cow.
So just so you know, normally when we do this...
What about a Flintstones adaptation in this style?
I would see
horny,
that.
Horny Flintstones?
What was that comic that they made? They made like the adult...
Oh, Mark Russell's comic? Yeah. It's fantastic. Right. That's a great comic book.
Okay.
There is an incredible Flintstones book by Mark Russell. He also did an incredible Snagglepuss comic book that is fantastic.
Check them out.
Everybody to read them.
Okay. Normally, when we do this, we'll see like how popular a film is. So say like a smaller film that we do on the show, 400 reviews. You know, a more popular film, a couple thousand. This film, 20.
Has it been out in English since 2011?
Yeah, I've never heard of this.
Yes,
film.
It came out in 2011. Most of the reviews I'll be reading tonight are from 2013.
Okay. Are any of them going to be in Danish?
They are. And some of them are in French, some of them are in Danish. They're translated, so I won't read you the French or Danish.
Oh, damn.
But M. David wrote this. Ronald the Barbarian is one of the funniest animated movies I've ever seen.
June, is this your pen name?
A movie that deserves to be known, but not for children. Pass it on. 5 stars. And that's from French. That's a French reviewer, okay? Reviewed in France. Get ready for this next one. Just wanted to kind of lay the groundwork with this. Rush and Shill, in November of 2013... wrote a review titled Great Movie. And here we go. The Young Mariners Society is a small nautical league of aspiring seafaring boys that I run from my boat here in Iowa.
Hang on a second.
This is a confession.
I'm so sorry. True or false, Iowa landlocked?
We spend countless nights on my boat just a few yards from the lake.
Is this admissible in court? I'll turn it over to Lockhart and Gardner to figure out if they can figure it out. That's right. I'm into season 5 of The Good Wife, everybody.
Get ready. When I show up, who am I? Ooh, I'm a lawyer. Okay, here we go. I love that show. Eventually, when the repairs are complete, we'll take the boat out on the water. I know I worked those boys hard this summer.
Paul.
But it was the only way I knew how to prepare them for manhood. Much of their training was based off the television show Deadliest Catch, along with movies Cabin Boy and Down Periscope.
What? Kids should not watch some of those.
Upon graduation, several of my well-instructed little seamen have taken upon themselves...
Little seamen?
Have
That's the t-shirt.
The Young Mariner Society Little Seamen, that should be a shirt, yeah. Upon graduation, several of my well-instructed little seamen have taken upon themselves the distinguished title of Mariner. Winning the rope swinging competition this past summer with my boys, I gave them a night off from our rigorous activities.
I just got to remind everyone, this is an Amazon review.
Yeah.
I just don't want to get lost in the sauce. Like, someone wrote this.
This isn't an article where they're like, we uncovered this journal entry from the most prolific Iowan pedophile in history.
This is Amazon review, okay?
Winning the rope swinging competition this past summer with my boys, I gave them a night off from our rigorous activities to enjoy a little R&R with a movie night. Without a doubt, they earned it. This movie was selected for its theme of maturation from boy to man. To everyone's delight, this movie was a hit. Family values galore, and no home should be complete without it. 5 stars.
I don't know what's going on. Unless that has been written from jail, I am flummoxed by that.
Now, I think a lot of you want to know where this came from. And you know what? I said this earlier today that this film, out of a list of 542 titles, the most popular films in Danish animation, Ronald the Barbarian is the second most popular film in their list after Ninjago, Masters of Spinjitzu. So it's Ninjago, Ronald.
Wait, that's a Danish production?
No, this is like the most popular films.
I get it now. Yes, I thought you meant that they themselves had produced, but now I understand.
No, this is just the list of the most popular.
So the Ninjago movie and then Ronald. Before a Toy Story or any Disney animation.
A list of 542 movies. These are the top two. Now, you might be thinking, well, how did this movie come to be? Well, I want to tell you.
I would ask, how did it get made?
Well, I will tell you that the director of this movie was known for kind of pushing the boundaries. He continues to push the boundaries because in 2021, he released a new TV show called John Dillermond. Translation, John Penisman, or John Williman, or John Dongman. And it's a Danish stop-motion animated television series about a man and his very long penis.
Long? I don't like long as a descriptor. Big,
John,
okay, long?
John Penisman.
It's concerning.
John Penisman is a middle-aged man who wears a red and white striped bathing costume and has a penis that can extend to a length of dozens of meters.
Whoa!
He uses his prehensile penis, which stretches through his clothes as a tool to tame lions and fly like a helicopter.
What?
But his penis
Please tell me we're going to watch the first episode right now.
But his penis also acts independently of John, getting him into trouble.
Oh, he has a sentient penis.
The series is aimed at 4 to 8-year-olds. It was on for 2 seasons, had about 40 episodes.
What?
And upon release, over 250,000 children viewed it.
But mostly all on a boat in Iowa.
Well, I don't like
all
that.
All of those views are coming
like
from a boat in Iowa that is up on cinder blocks.
I don't like that one bit. And in fact, like the more I sit with this movie, the more I'm like, I think only adult women should watch this. I don't want anyone else watching it.
You don't want them getting
this
the wrong idea?
This is a movie for women. That's it. I don't think it's right for anyone else. This is for us.
I would love it if groups of women, like they were going to the Barbie movie, started going to the Ronald the Barbarian movie.
This one, that's it.
Dressed in like...
I don't want other people watching it and getting the wrong ideas.
And now we will watch the opening of John.
Thank you. Peterson. Thank you, Paul. Thank you for this gift.
John Dieleman, John Dieleman. Han har verdens længste Dieleman. Der næsten ikke noget, han ikke kan. Men han kan smile lidt rundt, han kan blive lidt flov. Han kan redde hele verden, hvis han bare fik lov. John Dieleman, John Dieleman, John Dieleman. John Dieleman, John Dieleman, John
Dieleman. And that...
Here's what I'll say. I'm on board for that. That sound, that looks great. I'll watch. How many episodes do we got?
39 episodes.
I'm in. I also like that he's somehow dressed like Waldo.
Looks a lot like Waldo.
Yeah. Waldo with a big long dick.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
John.
And that's a kid's show.
4 to 8 year old.
It's not.
Imagine if they tried to do an American adaptation of that. How much people would lose their fucking mind.
Yeah.
They're trying to show us kids a man with a 12-foot dick.
Well, now I'm going to say...
I'm, like, obsessed with that. That is some nuts-level stuff. Guys, we really fucking did it tonight. I am shocked beyond belief by so much of what has transpired on this stage. And isn't it wonderful that 13 years in, we can still delight in this absolute trash.
It really is.
Together.
And I will say this.
Cut that from the podcast. Don't put out videos of me saying nice things.
I will say this. We put this show on sale at the very last minute in New York. You always come out. We appreciate it. We'll be back and we'll torture you more. We'll find other ways to do it. I'm so excited that you're here. We love being at BAM. I just want to give a shout out to our amazing tour manager, Beth Thomas.
Thank you, Beth.
Give it up for Beth.
Give it up for June Diane Raphael. Give it up for Jason Mantzoukas. I am Paul Scheer. Thank you, everyone. This was amazing. Thank you. Good night.
Eat shit, Brooklyn.
Thank you so much to the staff of the Brooklyn Academy of Music and our amazing tour manager, Beth Thomas. If you want to feel like you were a part of the show, you can get yourself a t-shirt. That's right. We designed it live with the audience that night. It says, Ronald the Barbarian, a movie for women, with an image of Barbarian June standing on top of a pile of skulls. And yes, one skull does have Jason Hare. You can snag that shirt and all of our shirts at tpublic.com/stores/hdtgm. And people, it's time. It is time to buy my book. I know you might be putting it off because it doesn't come out until May, but guess what? You got to buy it now. And then when it comes out in May, it will be a surprise, a beautiful surprise. And if you pre-order, you can get access to a very special part of my website where you can see videos and clips and things that have never been seen before. Plus, if you get the audiobook, there are tons of bonus features in there. So there you go. I will not be able to record a brand new Last Looks next week since we will be on tour in the UK. So instead, we will be re-releasing a How Did This Get Made classic episode in its place. I'm talking about the only movie in the Fast franchise we haven't yet pulled out of the vault. That's right, Hobbs and Shaw, featuring all-star guests Adam Scott and Nicole Byer. So, if you want to find out what our next movie is going to be, make sure you tune into that Hobbs and Shaw re-release because I will announce it at the top of that episode. And don't worry, we will still be following up on Ronald the Barbarian on a future supersized Last Looks. And don't forget to send us your corrections and omissions by leaving a voicemail at 619-PAUL-ASK or writing a comment on our Discord at discord.gg/hdtgm. All right, people, we are going to be in Europe and we want you there. Tickets are still available for some locations. And remember, you can find us online everywhere at hdtgm or visit us at hdtgm.com. If you love the show, tell your friends to listen to it too. Seriously, word of mouth is the best mover of this pod. And you know what? It's a lot more fun arguing about bad movies with a buddy. And last but not least, I gotta say thank you to all your listeners who support this show every week and our entire team who this show couldn't be done without. I'm talking about our producer, Scott Sani, Molly Reynolds, our movie picking producer, Avril Haley, our engineers, Casey Holford and Rich Garcia, and our associate producer, Jess Cisneros. That's all I got, people. We will see you next week. Until then,
Bye for now.
Home isn't just a place, it's a state of mind. Like curling up in a comfy chair while it's cold outside. With a warm drink, or maybe even a wine in hand. As you watch the world go by outside your window.
Mmm, short rib.
Good afternoon, this is your captain speaking.
Which is why at Delta, our people do our best to make you feel at home.
Refill?
Long before you get there. Delta, keep climbing.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.